The U.S. Chemical Safety Board issued its final report yesterday on the explosion at NDK Crystal in Belvedere. Debris from the blast killed a man at a nearby rest area on Interstate 90. The board found that NDK ignored a warning from a safety auditor 2 years before the fatal accident, saying the vessels used to make the crystals were prone to cracking. The investigation also found the vessels did not meet codes and standards used by state and federal regulators. The crystals are commonly sold to make cell phones and wireless devices. Lead investigator Johnny Banks says members of the board believe the accident was preventable.
Three of the key points that came out from our investigation was the lack of a rigorous, robust inspection program, failure to take heed of a warning that was established before the plant was built, and the frequency of inspections.
NDK has not resumed operations since the accident. Company attorney Gary Vist refuted the notion that public safety fell through the cracks, as suggested by the chair of the safety board.
For anyone to suggest that somehow safety was compromised or anything was ignored is just irresponsible and preposterous.
Vist says the company will study the board's recommendations. I'm Jenna Dooley, WNIJ News.